same dimension is spoken of in any other place, is a mystery which is derived the faith Shaddai. We can't understand it. The Sot Shaddai derived from Aleration was repeated, the Sot Mitzvahs which are rooted in Aleration were also repeated. The job of finding out is what Mitzvahs were repeated or not and why is not my job. But I believe explanation is all right. Although you don't think so, why Mishnah Teirah? Because Mishnah Teirah is the story of a sentence which was addressed to the people twice. The first time it did not materialize and fall for the people. The second time they carried out this particular command. This is very, very simple. For Ramban, the Ramban already noticed that mostly the Teirah told us about mitzvahs to which have a contact or a connection with Yerushalayim Yeshiva, with Eretz Yisrael, and the people who were ready to receive those mitzvahs were not the Eretz Yisrael, but the Bnei Yehoshua. That's the Ramban. Why is it so? Because the whole repetition was a result of work. The whole repetition of the mitzvah of the promise of Avtocha by Kodesh Ha'Alei, which was carried out and implemented after 38 years. And if the promise was this implemented after 8 years, so the mitzvahs which are repeated in Sefer Dvarim, Allah Kamal Kamal should be realized and implemented after 38 years. This is the Ramban. In the cooking is cooking. In the cooking, what meat is on there? Are they to do it? Are they not to function? Of course, those meats which are connected and rooted in, connected with the rooted in the meat of the narrative world. In Yichud Oret, I would call it Yichud Oret. In Yichud Oret. And this is here actually, the reason why the Ramban counts Yishuv Oret as a mitzvah b'shirat Levi and Tayag. Yishuv Oret, the Ramban counts as a mitzvah Yerushalayim Yeshiva. According to the Ramban, doesn't count Yerushalayim Yeshiva Levi and Tayag, but the Ramban counts. Because Yerushalayim Yeshiva is actually the greatest miracle which took place, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not abandon the Avtocha, but on the contrary, then the Bnei Yisrael began to celebrate the 38th anniversary of their stay in the Midwar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu banged on the door. And said, it's the 38th year now. Come on, let's go. Let's continue. What continue? The Deir Boi Oret did not know what continuation is. They didn't know anything. What continue? So Meshach Rabbeinu got the job to tell them how to continue, what to continue, and what the hopes are. And by Meshach, he had the job of telling them about all that. And that's why the theory is considered Meshach theory, which is just simple. From Tere, from Avtocha, which was repeated, said to our address to the Bnei Yisrael twice, and nevertheless, was fulfilled as if the Avtocha had been given a day prior. That's it. Here you see, as Kitchen of Shaita, the Kitchen of Shaita. If the Avtocha had not been forgotten after 38 bitter years, living in bitter years. Very dramatically, it is described and portrayed in Yerushalmi, in Edres, Yerushalmi, that every Erev Tisha B'Av they used to dig quarrying or lie down in the quarrying, in Yamdu Achayim, in Amazing. It's not very encouraging. It has to make a Messianic hope a reality. It's not a very very attractive, scene. But they sort of went through this particular experience. Apparently, as a teacher, Shaitan, the teacher said, well, it's the only Shaitan who could have abandoned the Negro and went and could have gone to the Rame, the mayor of the city, and in all the surrounding little communities, and join them and forget the others. It's actually is the boring, the safer from their comments. What is the Nechome? Alei Reish was not abandoned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu 38 years prior to their entry to Eretz Yisrael. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu abandoned, there would be no hope. In a word, this is Mishneh Teret. Mishneh Teret is Rashi interpreted, the Ramban interpreted. Repetition. But it's not repetitious, it's more than that. It is the hope for Yerusha Soros is Kiti Vishaito and Rosalind. And that is the reason why all the Afteres and Tarshias, the Sefer Dvorim, we read between Tishma and Rosh Hashanah. We read between Tishabov and Rosh Hashanah. Why? After all, don't forget, as to read the Aftere, Yonah the Yen is Adina the Gemara. Got to read Yonah the Yen. Yonah the Yen means Yena Parsha. And suddenly, the whole call is Israel on the does not read for 7 weeks. We read the Aftere, not Yena Parsha. Shakespeare, Ray, Kateke. The Ram never leaves that after
אני אסער על זה חומר, הוא ראיד ונק שבוס, הוא לא מתאים לזה תרגע תגור לביסקסי צי, והם צי, נו, זה נעשים לי כמה, ביסקסי, אסער, אבל זה רזבון צי, לביס, אז דורים, בספר זה אית יר, זה צי הם עוד נעת פרגעתי. אני אומר לי, זה דור, זה שבוס, הם ראיד שהוא יריד, אבל זה ספר דורים, in Shabbos in Shalom Chomer. No, of course, it's established most of the Pahoni use it. It has got to start. Ashrecha Yisrael Mikamecha Vadisham, Agnesha Ashrecha, and the Brochet. He tells it strangely.
this again represents the force. This again, this represents this again. It's a very strange Ramban, a very strange method in here. He was bothered by one problem. And this problem is interesting. This problem did not come up here in our discussion. One partial, why was it repeated? Why was one partial repeated? All these explanations, I don't believe, can apply in all the rationales of this problem. Namely, Yonder. Yonder, Yonder, there's Yonder in the mail, the very nice to describe. And here, Yonder, there is, as a matter of fact, every Acher from Yonder, who you read Ray, what was missing in the mail that Ray, the Yonder, the Parsha, the Kolam Chaya, happened. What was missing? The Rambam says, so what is the answer? What is the answer? What was missing? Pashtus is, Yontas is not dependent. Yontas is not dependent upon the Arthur Soil. It's not rooted in the Arthur Soil. So it's an area of the Mokin of Hosman, because it's a group. Why was it necessary to repeat Yontas, not just to speak? It is not the word to describe it. Actually, to give another copy of the Yuchas Yonder. It's not just mentioned quickly. No, it wasn't. To give a parser, a full parser about Yonder. So what is the answer? What is the answer? The question was asked yesterday. So what was it? I believe somebody here. We asked a mayor, we have a question about a mayor. There was so many people not mentioned in this is the problem. Yes. So the answer is simple. Because according to the Rambam, because the keeper, the mayor, is not Midas Adin. It's Midas from Yomtev. Yomtev is rooted in a Midas. For instance, the mayor is rooted in the Midas Adin. Shmini Atzeres, it's not Midas Adin, but if Shmini Atzeres is the Midas Arachmi. It was necessary in order to have the Midas Adin turn into Midas Arachmi. And I won't explain. I mean, that's visible now. Those words. What Ramban means is like this. In the mayor, there is no Alechem and Midrash. Midrash is not mentioned in the mayor. In Alokhashon, especially Shem Bashano, Yehoyach and Sukho, Hashem and Kecho, it's not in the mayor, it is wherever you find it. Israel, why isn't it mentioned? Because Yontef in the A is the Yontef to Midrash. Wherever there is Migdosh, is Midas Arachmi. Siyeh in Yerushalayim, and you have quite a number of them. Siyeh in Yerushalayim, and so forth and so on. Wherever the Torah mentions Siyeh in Yerushalayim, Migdosh, the Torah refers to Midas Arachmi. Chutz from Migdosh is Midas Adin. Then, by repeating the Parshas Yom Tov, in what context, according to Rambam? In Midrash, context to Midrash. There's hardly a mention of this on the water. There's nothing. Chodosh, nothing is mentioned. Only Midrash in it. Midrash is the symbol of the Afrachim. The Torah tells the Jew who goes three times a year to the Midrash, it means that three times a year there'll be Jewish things. Midrash is when you have to. To go to Midrash, it means Jewish Shini. The relevant Jewish Shini is Rachni Nazi. And that's why Atzeres is not mentioned. Ramban is not mentioned here, because Atzeres is always Mokin. Always Rachni. Atzeres is Rachni. I mean, on the contrary. Because wherever there is Atzeres, it means it means in that service, suggestion, in that service is the Rashi, because it's the way of service means mountain than water. A service, he means Rashi, correct. No, excuse me. Give me the Ramban. Where are you going to? You ready?
With the adding, actually takes care of three different aspects, if you want. Peace on the warfare, peace on the warfare, components of leaders and leaders, Above, in addition to Sukkot, Sukkot is 7, Pesach is 7, and Sukkot is 8.
Yeah.
This is the Atzeret, the additional Atzeret. I don't want to go into the details. When Ramban says that Atzeret is Knesset Yisrael. In many of these Knesset Yisrael, it is Rachmi, it means Midas Rachmi.
The Atzeret is Pesach is Shavuos, which is
Pesach. Yeah, correct, you're right. Shavuos, Atzeret for Shavuos, is the Atzeret for Sukkot. 7 plus 1. Correct, you're right.
The Rebbe just said, by the
Sabbath
of Sukkot, it's Rachmi, it should be in Re'eh. Because the Rebbe said, the reason why Rosh
Hashanah
Yom Kippur is not mentioned,
because
Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is
seen.
And when
we make Sabbath of Sukkot, it
should be mentioned
in Re'eh, but it's Rachmi. Well, but is Rachmi. And Aseret is Rachmi, both, particularly in regard to Shmini Aseret. That's what it says. The Atzeret, Valderach Emes Atzeret to Knesset Yisrael. Bol Lamdeinu So Seder Ayin. Aber in the Shom of Atzeret Shom Shmini, when Shmini Atzeret. But Atzeret, Vorena, Vorena, Lulet is in the Mekleir Shmini Atzeret. Because Lulet is deep. Lulav not leik shmi Lulav din. What is din is not leik shmi. But here at Teres, you don't have to mention at Teres, according to Ramban. Because since he has 7 shleimim, is the first at Teres, he has 7 shleimim. 7 shleimim in Sukkot. You have 7 days Sukkot, and you won't be at Teres. The Atzeret of Sukkot is certainly Atzeret from Rachmi, the day of Sukkot. Then, Atzeret the Pesach, Atzeret the Pesach is not Rachmi, because Pesach is 6 and 7. The Atzeret is the 7th Pesach.
Yeah.
It's the 7th Pesach. Pesach is the Atzeret the 7th, and Sukkot is the Atzeret. That staying there another day, which symbolizes the idea of Rachmi. That's why the Torah did not care to tell us about affairs in Re'eh. But in Sukkot is already a different problem. The Sukkot is 7 and 8. 7 and 8 is the Re'eh, and there is no other affairs. So it's got to tell us what the 7th day is affairs Rachmi. That's what I mean by nations, Sukkot. Sukkot is nations at Teres in the north, correct. Because we have no other source to understand the arrangement of the day. No other source. However, in Sukkot, we have a source 6, 7, and the 7 is at Teres, but not at Teres for Rachmi. Which one is that Teres? According to the one that I read, is there in that Teres? If there is complete 7, is that Teres the 8th. On top of it. But if there is no, complete, that Teres refers to the 7th day, then that Teres is not Rachmi. In Sukkot, that Teres refers to the 7th day. So it's the 7th day, I'm sure it's Shana Rabbit. There is no Rachmi. This is Sukkot. Sukkot is very Shana. Sukkot is 7 days. So the Torah has to say at Teres that the din breaks, and it is 7 days. The 7th day is Rachmi. This is Sukkot. However, if there's not 7 days, but 8 days,
But if there are 8 days, so you don't have to mention the Atzeres Hashachnis, because since you have the number of seven complete, and the Atzeres is on top of it, as the arrangement is with regard to Sukkot, and then is Atzeres Hashachnis by itself. Because it's a date, is there no need to say there is Atzeres? Because the mere fact that there are 8 days, there is seven and the one, suggests the Midrash Rachmi. There are seven days from which join the eighth day, and the eighth day is Rachmi, because wherever Shemini is mentioned, if Atzeres and Shemini are mentioned together, it is a Midrash Rachmi, not Midrash Adin. In Lula, this is in Lula. The Lula is a rabbi, it's seven, correct? Yeah. What is that service? The eighth day is Rachmi. But when you speak not about Lula, when you speak about Pesach, and which one is that service?
Seven.
Not the Rebbe, the seven day. The seven day you have to say that service. That's why in the Meir Adon you say that service. Because without Atzeres also, but yeah, because it's seven. It's seven. The other is 7 days. Atzeres means the last. Atzeres means the last, not seven, not eight. Atzeres is the last day. The last of Atzeres. Atzeres here. The Lord is the last day. He's in Sukkot, the last day. There's no need to say Ra'ik is Rachmi. Because it's today, and it's Rachmi by itself. So that's why it's on the way, it does not mention at all. Because as far as the things of Yom Tov Nisan and Rochel, we know from the mayor. The rest is not, there's no discovery in that, because even without mentioning I wouldn't say it is here. I would say it is Rachmi. Because of today, that's why in Re'e, Atzeres is not mentioned, because the Teir takes for granted that it's Yom Tov Nisan Roche is the mayor. So it's not a question of Yom Tov Nisan Roche. It's a question of Midas Arachne. The Midas Arachne is with regard to Pesach. The Midas Arachne happens as a change from Midas Adin to Midas Arachne. We got it on the seventh day, so you have to say Atzeres. But in regard to Lulav, you don't have to say Atzeres. So why do you have no need for Atzeres? Lulav, because I would not say Atzeres Rachmin anyway. Because the eight, the number eight, is Rachmin. Then that's what Rambam says. That's what Rambam says. In a word, according to Rambam, is actually Yom Tov is not just it has absolutely no relationship to reality soil. There is in Yom Tov one aspect is Din and the other aspect is Rasha. And the Mele is Yom Tov is the Zman Rashi. The Mele, that's why it was repeated because Yom Tov, the whole, according to Rabban, is the following, according to Rabban, is the following, it's very strange. According to Rabban, is the following. That actually, Yom Tov, in our episode, the Znashim is a major Kai. Don't speak about our episode in general. Znashim is a Kai. And I used simple words. But I used to be familiar. He is confronted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is giving Shechina. In Yeruah, it calls Sulcha. It's clear, I understand, I'm a Kehor. he's giving shchina. I guess what? Miroye calls shchucha. This is din. Shchucha is din. The shneya, the shneya lekecha, is ra gachmi. He's yontes. The task of yontes is to change the din into rachmi. The din into rachmi. Miroye calls shchucha is din. Shchucha is din. This is Rachman. If Yontef is a key to give me Shmuel, and I'll tell you frankly, one doesn't have to be a Baumi Kubu in order to say it. Yontef is no doubt about it, and he saw it in the regular in the Sanhedrin. So you can really spend half an hour or 50 minutes in the Sanhedrin. I don't mean the rest of Shmuel, but in the Sanhedrin. In the Sanhedrin, is a key from Jewish faith. It's a shchina from Jewish faith. This is not Kabbalah. I like Kabbalah, I mean the technique of it, on the Zohar, on the number. It is Jewish faith. He asked me to prove. The voice may ordain a white voice. Shoresh from a shame, a voice called Shoko. The snail of the shame of the temple. What more do you need? What more do you need? For Jewish faith, the snail of the shame of the temple. For most machines for the shame. And the work of Shukas, is better the Kiyum Yonke. In general, Kiyum Yonke is a Kiyum for Jewish faith. Why is Yonke? Because the Yish needs the Shkine. Where does he need? He has around the group, a place for the Kiyum Yonke. Where? In the Kiyum Yonke. So the whole idea of Yonke means לפני הדשן הלכה. לפני הדשן הלכה, הוא הסגיר לשם. זה זה, זה זה מקיים, אם הוא לא פרפיר, זה מיד פרס יונטר, עם פרס, איפה זה אין, נאים לי, זה מיד פרסאיר. אפילו שבזמן הגרדה, לא מיד פרסאיר, זה נאטה, זה יונטר, נאט, נאט לידה שרח, נזרח אני עם לפני הדשן הלכה. זה יונטר, זה נאט רב, זה פול קפסטי. אז היא מצווה, היום זה בזמן הזה, זה נכון לסוף, תקוד דרך לא ראייה שמונה, תעזור ראייה שמונה. זה תלוואית, זה להקים המצווה. הוא מלוכה, הוא מלוכה. ועוד יעוד עוד האימנז'ן, היום זה, זיו ושכינה, היא זון לנהרת ישראל, אני מדי שמים את זה. אז ישראל יצאו את זה, it's not important, in this regard. And that, so it means, as we are, as far as I think, really, or sukkah. It is not a complete kiyum. From tochek wa dishem ala kecha, shomesh from the shomesh tochek wa dishem. It's not a complete kiyum. Why isn't it a complete kiyum? There are no givish. Oh, you use the Rambam's language because it is a din, it's not rachmi. In order to be a full fit, a complete mitzvah, it should be rachmi. Rachmi cannot be attained unless it is a way of schuchah. מופיע בשם התכו. In a contrast, in ארץ ישראל, ודמילו שסקיים את הרזורת, it is not a wild regard to Yontef, בחוץ לוחת, או שלב על מושלב עם מיגלוש, it is just a יסון המוחת, היסון המוחת זה צורה, זה סעת שכל מלוחות. זה ספר, זה יונטר, זה מיסמיל שלושם, it's not only a יסון המוחת. Die Kiyum HaMitzvah auf Gilish Finger. Gilish Finger. They're just a moment. In the name is the place for the Parshas Meadim to be repeated in Re'ei. What did you repeat in Re'ei? What did you repeat in Re'ei? In its greatest, most grand form, namely, Yontef and Mishamilis. What is exciting about Yontef and Mishamilis? See, Rachmin or Gilishin. Where there is Rachmin is Gilishin. And there is then there is Din, no Gilishin. It's just a comic. And that's why the reason that in Vishnefere, he repeated Pasha.
You don't need that.
You don't need that. You don't need that. You don't need that. You don't need that. You don't need that. You don't need that. That is also because there is no Gimish Finger Shalinki. In Tiperez Gimish Finger, in the Terem Dot, like in Hill and Smith and Kapore, but otherwise, in Tiperez Gim.
If you say that, if you say that you say the entire concept of Yonder is the concept of Sensa and Gimish Finger, why do we have to add the term Aseret to Pesach to emphasize that? If Aseret on Pesach emphasizes Rachamim, but it's a whole Yontif day. They say that the word Aseret itself.
So what is the question?
If I heard you correctly, you said that the word Aseret itself means Rachamim.
Yes.
Okay.
And it means Aseret
Yisrael. If the word
Aseret Yisrael,
if Aseret itself means Rachamim, why do we have to add it in Re'ei, where the entire Pesach festival is Rachamim?
What?
How was
Rocky on the last day
with
the
fair? Pesach is Yerushkina
in Re'eh. It was not the seventh day. The seventh day is a part of seventh. The seventh is Din. I mean, because it becomes a third. The times of third is the last day. The last day is the eighth. Seventh is not Rocky unless seventh is the last one.
Yes.
And the Tera indicates this is in Pesach. The last one is seventh. But there is, but this is the Rachmin, but you cannot realize this nature from Rachmin because you have no real spawning. Unless you go to Pesach or in many of the Chutzlar, there is no Rachmin of Chutzlar.
In Re'eh, when we speak of Pesach, we're speaking of Pesach in the Mikdash.
Yeah.
Pesach in the Mikdash is already Gilish Shina.
Yeah.
If Pesach in the Mikdash is Gilish Shina, it's not Rachmin.
The Shina is always full Re'eh.
Yeah, but full Pesach has Re'eh.
What do you mean, Re'eh, Re'eh, Sponin?
Yes.
Re'eh is Re'eh.
Why do you have to mention
Aseret?
The first seven days, the
first
6 days.
It doesn't
matter.
What is the last question? In general, with regard to...
In Emor and in Pinchas, the word Aseret is not mentioned in connection with faith.
Because the Re'eh Sponin does not mention the Aseret.
But in Re'eh, where we are already talking about Gilush Kina, because the entire concept of Pesach there is the Mikdash,
yeah.
Why does it have to add the word Aseret? Why does Aseret add to Pesach when there is Gilush Kina because you're bringing the carbon in the Mikdash?
I'm sorry, I don't understand the question. The first thing I know is in general that whatever the last day is Aseret present. We really didn't have to say it in Pesach and in Sukkot. That's exactly what you say, correct?
Yeah.
There's no kasha in this. The Tere is one of the life. Pashwur is the Aseret too. The Tere is Aseret, the Eagle is Aseret. Is Aseret Rachmi. But Aseret is the last one. In Sukkot, Aseret last one. In Sukkot is Aseret, the seventh one is not. You know there is another one. So what is the question?
In Pinchas, and in the...
Why about Pesach? Pesach is the last day.
Yeah, why
do you need a Pesach? I don't know. I could have said that it is appealing to the last day. It's not a Pesach.
Yeah, no, because...
I don't know what I would have... I cannot explain what would have happened if the Torah had mentioned a Pesach. The Torah has mentioned a Pesach. The only question is what is the reason that Sukkot Aseret is not mentioned? So he says, because it's the eighth day, it is a Rachmin by Yitzchak.
I wanted to ask about
what are Shemayim and Yemoto? I don't know, they sit in the Shavuot. It's a minister, it's a minister.
Why should the half-sealed guest and sealed
cows on the Aseret? Aseret sealed Rachman. Yeah, but it does not mean it's a minister, it's a minister, but nothing to do with Geshen. Nothing to do with Geshen. Geshen is clear, it's a minister. It's a Rachman. All right, Yakash. No, the word is Kiven, the Kiven, the Svalkoche, it's a twin damage. I'm going to show you the different reasons. You say Julius Caesar, but there are quite a combination of Julius Caesar. There's Julius Caesar in Kipra. The Peter is really Julius Caesar in regard to bombing to Shishoven or Abyssinia. It's like a child of a father. This is the play Hashem with regard to Spirit and Spirit. There is play Hashem not the Spirit and Spirit. Not in Yom Tov, but if I go up here before the Shabbos and Midrash, if we say Hashem, there is Hashem in Shabbos also. There is a variety of meaning which come under the same term, we say Hashem. But if here is actually, you see, Shabbos we say Hashem, it's correct, but logically it is no foundation. Who says so? Yom Tov, we say Hashem in the real funny. This is the Pshutish of Mikro. This is the Pshutish of Mikro. If Yom Tov is a Pshutish of Mikro, I want you to understand. What is the Pshutish of Mikro? Oh, this Amigos was Kodesh. God was Greek. Go into this Amigos. So what if I go into this Amigos, what happens? By what is the Mikdash more given in it? believe in nothing but what it is. What it is.
What is
it? And it is a very nice word. Yeah, but the question is, who do I see? So meant that I actually experienced, I have certain perceptions which were not impossible to translate into a natural language. I felt there was the feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present. Sometimes the Gemara is there, sometimes the Noah is there. Sometimes the Gemara is not a question about throwing noises, but it's a question about a certain color, certain vision. There are many things to me. Then he is giving Shini for me. And the Shini actually is misguided through the natural perception. You feel that somebody is here. And I'm not speaking about people who are not afraid of it. It's very normal. I feel the presence of somebody here. And I can't get rid of this feeling. Or sometimes I have the impression that somebody addresses himself to me. And somebody has a dialogue, a real chat, chit-chat. He says, I said, it's not only a second, nothing only a second. It's a chit quiet. But this is Gilish Kine. Gilish Kine is a theological term. Some stimulus, I don't know what it is, how it is, actually, I mean, is some stimulus is experienced as something strange. But I have it, it's not hallucination for me. You have to look at what of this is the opinion, this is Lifnei Hashem, Yom Tefillin. I saw a mission last of Hashem. When the Mishnah speaks about Asor Nishin of Kopsa, Hamud Rosha, Nirbis, Hamud Rosha, of the Yaksamin, and so forth. So there was something physical different. Don't have to be Nishin in Atera in the full sense of the word, but there is something physically, or something which is not, I think so. With the scientific procedure does not justify, but nevertheless I can't get rid of it, or I experience it in a certain place. This is Gilish Kine. For instance, the Gemara tells me that about two places. In the Gitche, what was the Gilish Kine? We have noise. For instance, we investigated the Mishnah Brash, the upper part and the lower part couldn't accept. Discover anything and to the cause of the noise. Finally, there was a hundred of Chacham and Selfie who decided to be Shkine. But this is Shkine, which is Mishkaler, which reveals itself to the human being as if the Shkine were a part of our world, I mean, in terms of the natural perception, in terms of the plain physical reaction to certain Shkine. This is Gilish Kine in this way. It's very passionate. I am in this regard, I am very passionate. Gilish Kine does not mean I have an experience, a spiritual experience. This you can have on this way too. It means that I perceive something which is unexplainable in terms of physiology or psychology or I don't know. I don't know if I'm telling you it's latest or not. I would say no. This is in the Shamina. Kolayla Molek Vede is something else. Kolayla Molek Vede is what he says, what you said. It's more than making such a debate. It means spiritually, I feel like a bit more. Why only I'm here? I'm not Professor Shorin bragging or telling you stories. Stories in life. I have the experience quite often that there is somebody in the room. I don't hear any noises, but somebody is in the room, and this somebody is usually a friend of mine. I experience it. That's all. This is a different discussion. This is something in Hitler, or something. This is something from Hitler. From Rachmin, this is separate dimension. From Lifna Hashem are different concepts. The immediate concept for Lifna Hashem in Migdos means the painting Lifna Hashem. Physically Lifna Hashem. And while we have Lifna Hashem, I can say I went to hear a Shia, and the Shia was very good. I was so excited that I saw this Shia. It's also appealing to Lifna Hashem. It's a different kind. This is a Rambam Shchina, given Shchina in Perek Beis in Yom Kisei Da'atera, Allah Ha'olam. Lecha Derech Lahavah, Shchina. How do you love God? How do you love Him? So the question. How do you love Him? You don't kiss Him, but how do you love Him? Shema Shigirei Odo, and the Rambam said, this is beautiful, the universe, this complex universe, the beautiful. He had the beautiful vision of Shemesh Gevurose and the world as the finest place. This itself is a mitzvah from Haaretz Hashem. Haaretz Hashem means also Lifnei Hashem. But it's not a Lifnei Hashem in a natural manner, it is a Lifnei Hashem in a spiritual manner. And by Lifnei Hashem in Midrash, it's simply in a natural manner. Something such a Gila Hashem which I can't find in the room, and the only place to find it was before the Kumasmish. Because when you say Vayetzer and Basir and Kol Adoro, Basir lost her beauty. And what does it mean, Kol Adoro? The Adoro in natural terms. See, you had something with people who came to the Yerushalayim. Actually, not only felt, perceived. It was plain perception. A sensation. I go into a room and I see people like it. It's a sensation. And that's why the Lifnei Hashem are different. So Lifnei Hashem in Kippur, Lifnei Hashem in Rosh Hashanah, Lifnei Hashem in Sukkot, Lifnei Hashem in Sofot, Shnayim Sheiskim Batero is Lifnei Hashem, Echo Sheiskim Batero is Lifnei Hashem. But the qualities of Lifnei Hashem are different than others say. That's what I wanted to call your attention. According to the Ramban, Yom Tev is appeal from Lifnei Hashem, and this is only possible in Beit Hamidrash, because in there there is place, there was place for the Torah to receive the Parsha of Yom Tev, because the Parsha of Yom Tev has an element which cannot be reconstructed or found in Chutzlah, only in Midrash, not in Atmosphere, only in Midrash. And this is a logical Lifnei Hashem. And the Hashem of the Mitzvah means simply experiencing and actually being to be stimulated by some phenomena, to be stimulated by some phenomena to feel the presence of God. Why is it? Yeah, that's what the Chazal basically means. Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem is called Oretz Molok Vede. What's the Lifnei Hashem? The answer is it's a different Lifnei Hashem. Like a called Oretz Molok Vede. But there is a appeal from Lifnei Hashem which is different. What is that regard as a different? Called Oretz Molok Vede is the experience is the experience. A cosmic experience, a natural experience. And while we speak about Midrash, it is a natural experience, not a cosmic experience, to the contrary. It is a cosmic experience, the middle is a cosmic experience. It means from a natural viewpoint I feel something. And however, from this day I say without the Shabbos, is not a natural the stimulus or the actually the perception. There is no perception, but it's nevertheless a no perception, and nevertheless I feel I'm near a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a different situation.
That's the reason you use the term Mashiach Nasi,
which is not Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mashiach Nasi, which is not Kodesh Baruch Hu. Residence, play residence. Play residence. Of course, how can I eat, have both at the same time, achilah and what? And if they are Hashem? I can't say that I eat
candlesticks.
Correct. I eat candlesticks. Can help me to be a different level. This is typical of the Jews. Typical of the Jews. This is correct. I'll tell you frankly. When I begin to remember, to recall the context, my experiences as a young boy, if you ask me what was the highest moment for me, Erwin Kippur, what was the most blessed experience for me? As a little boy, it's 5, 6, 7 years. I will tell you what was the greatest experience for me? I will tell you what? Sudamasek. I need to essen, to eat, and essen a lot, and eat. At the same time, be prepared for it. No one else has shown this ability. To this ability. That I need, can eat, to be fair. And this is the story from Martin Ferrer, and there are some kids. According to the Ramban, the one needs is Migdol, that's why Migdol was repeated twice, once in Truma, and in Pekudei, and then the Melechet HaMishne, and then there is a parsha in Rei, because in Rei there is an element of Aloche, which does not appear in Puno or in Tzare or in any other place, because in Eretz Yisroel, in Yomtev, in Har HaBayit, or the Azore, is a different feel from the Yomtev Chutzlar. The Yomtev Chutzlar usually expresses itself in don't do that, don't do this. Shouldn't it hum it? The Ramban over there. So what is they are saying? So the Ramban answers. They are saying in the positive Hanoge, I mean the positive behavior of the Jew. You see, if he doubles the Yomtev Sahai, they are saying. But they are saying Yomtev is going back to the Parshat, to what Parshat Natan is. And Riyah means Eretz Yisroel. So that's why Eretz Yisroel was mentioned in Parshas Vayechi. But Yom Tov means that it's a different Yom Tov than the one in the Kippur. What? Yeah, the most of the Kippur was a goddess. Yom Tov is a goddess.
What is it?
You mean here? If it's not in the soil, there's no meaning in the soil. But the Chalish, I would say, in a contraband, there is a key of meaning from the soil to go to Avila. It is perhaps not clear, but if he does go and he confronts a Kodesh Baruch Hu with the Avishem, there is a key, is a key. So, okay, this is the Rabbah. Now let us take this. There is something else. Actually, the Dvorim is different. The Dvorim is different from Kol HaTeir Kulei with regard to Midas HaRach and Midas HaDin. So, Pikabola, the Rambam says, we have a good proof for that. What is the proof? What is the Shem in Dvorim? What Shem will the Torah use in Dvorim? Avaya. What is the Hashem when the Torah uses in the first four instances? In the week for a midwar? Anything. Because Havai is Rachni. Rachni is the name of the Lord is Rachni. But Elohim is Din. Because the meanings are different meanings. Not meanings of Rachni, it's not meanings, not meanings of Din. Yeah. But let us now, just a moment. Just a moment. Okay. Now, there is something to corroborate the Sita Saramba. The first Sifra Yachumesh in the Torah, the gracious race Vayechelot Amidbar and so forth refers to Midas HaDin, and some refer to and in Dvorim in Midas HaRachmi. But the Rambam says if you study it, what is behind it? Behind it is something very almost extraordinary. Where is the Parshas HaTshuva mentioned? What sefer is the Parshas HaTshuva mentioned? Where? I don't hear you. Huh? There is no tshuva mentioned in the previous version. There is badia, ish of Yasuf, but Dvar Meir, in Sadeh Chatos. This is the tshuva to call. This is the tshuva to call. But tshuva is not kom. Tshuva is not kom alone. It's not the tshuva. Omer dort Schoel, der Apostel dort. Schoel und Matteo. Hey, die Madi. So ist der Jog gekommen in Schapel. Oh, der Kodesh Bof. Ja, der Tübe ja auch. Hey. Ich komme in Makis. In Makis. Ich komme, what does it mean? Schoel, der Kodesh Bof, und wie die Jasen vor. Whom did he ask before? Where did he ask before? And what did he say? Everybody said that actually tshuva is not tshuva effect. Korban is necessary. Yisurim are necessary. That we know it. The Yisrael knew about it. The Cheskel knew about it. But Teresh Bapim knows about it. Not that the Cheskel tshuva. Namely, tshuva without korban, without ocean, without anything anymore. The tshuva person, a human truth, should be considered מחכה. הקדוש ברוך הוא אמצע יעשה תשובה ויתחפר כמל תדעו לפני יתקום דרים הכי יבחון ולשם רושר זה גברה ויספירוס ודברי מומן דרך ההירות שלי אולי זה איזשהו זה מרסינו סקשת זה מרסינו סקשת אולי עוד עוד נער תקדש ואולי אמונס לתוסדי כשאין לי יכוי זה מקדש שם ההירות שולה במירות הרמב״ם עושה את זה, ואיך השתובה, אז וידו יזמי אקש, והאקן רבי, המקל יש אמונה של מסדיק, יפתיר את בן יואל, יהיה לו איזה וידו עם אקש, מאקש, זה נמד לו אחר, לא שאה. שואה יגן שזה דרום לגור, זה אקשו דר לדיפון, דר זה הכי יופקה פורה, דר זה שתובה. הורגים אלה זה נמד. For instance, I'm Kosleyes, because I ate chazak, I ate the venison tree. Kosleyes, Kosleyes, and I went, and I got a corn, or not got a corn, I got a market, with the anus, but there was no kabbalah that I'll change my way of life. With the Kosleyes. Weiter werden. Keine Krise, sondern nur die Skappe über die Prozessor. Bevor der das noch kaputt hat, da wollen wir kurz kaputt. Und neue Junge. Nun, da ist es, und in meinem, und kein Apparti kommen, aber ich will das 6 Monate, ist Postle Eges, because what? Because it did not bring Paparose, or did not get the Danish record. Never heard it. You have granted it with a God to eat it, you don't need anything. What do you need with a God to eat it? Just chew it. Here are chew it. What you are chewing is can be a variety of things. But what you need is here are chew it. Here are chew it is mechapa on lakodika. Chokma, teiro, and it cannot be mechapa. They need a kapora. Whatever the kapora is. Chew it for say, the shaft of the shema is mechapa for say, die Sonne hat den Bock, das ist schon auch noch assist. Theo ist auch fest. Anyway, so DBC, this is out. Now let us see. In der Kunde ist ein Ikor, auf nicht die Ikor, 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 it cleanses the person completely, completely. Don't say it's calm, don't say it's cleanses, don't say it's nice and busy. Simply true, yeah, zero true is Messiah. And without the Dabra Arosha, it is zero true and only Messiah. As Kosha made it for zero true and so forth. With regard to that, this is Rachman in true. And true is also Din Rachman. Din means when the true is, when the Rhenish is carried out. או בקפור הזכר על החיים החטא, בקחת עשוי מישני יומר. And rach ממיז, and you don't bring anything. Nothing. All you bring is you will leave it. And this is also מחטא. This is מחטא. It's מלא in דבורים, in Dvorin is the tshuva in the tshuva kapora, the tshuva as defective for kapora is in Dvorin measured in 2 places, in the tshuvin and in that was kind of kisovin in tshuvin because of it isn't the tshuvin it isn't the tshuvin צהלך המשל איזה סכמה, בסכמה. בואי כי הביאו לאיך כל הדבור המועיל, הפרוח והכלולו, איזה כיסורי. היא המין איזה... איזה צורי. זה זכה קונטרה בין ניסים גורן, this is the continuation of the טבע של ניסורי. This is the continuation. But anyway, what I want to say. The Ramban says, the first parsha of Tshuva, it means Yashana. Yashana is
refers to the Bais Rish. The second, the Mitzvah, refers to the Bais Shin. The Rabban says the Chumash. The Chumash in the Parshin, in the Parshin Kisori. And basically, when you take to the Tirach of Kisori, there is no seal, there is no conclusion on that. The Tirach simply suddenly stops talking about the Ashivation Bain, the Mitzrayim, Bo'anis, and goodbye. While in Lagipo, As the seal for the Pesach is in the Tzomim. In the Tzomim we have where the real Adwan Ere, Adrocha Le'akolo, and we shaft the Shem Atecho, 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 the Yad, the Yazeko, the Mishkan, the Mishkan, the Shem Atecho, Kitzon, and the whole issue, and the whole act of it. What is the difference between the first Pesach and the second Pesach? The first Pesach did not have a seal immediately, but a seal the first Pesach. And a seal the first Pesach is first Pesach is not definite, just one. So the Ramban says there, more or less, that there is two basic differences between the first Pesach and the second Pesach. In the Bais Rish, it's true that there's no role at all. Not at all. So that's a man for 70 years, that the man expired, he could have bothered again. And Shuvah would not have accelerated, nothing would have accelerated. No, it does man, save Shimon from it. In Golden Shlishis, in our Golden, there is no man at all. Everything depends upon Shuvah. Upon Shuvah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will make the people do tshuva. Mamdamim or Melech Roshe Kehomo on necessary, let them tshuva. Basically, the difference is that by the solution, in the Nikro, is the Pesach had the Terech Din. Terech Din, not the Terech Rachim. Terech Rachim is the second Pesach. But the Pesach had by the solution the Terech Din. And the Terech Din, is no different from another issue, and it's not true. All we have to know is the Terech Din is the time element. Once the time is appealed, there is no time problem anymore. With the good of the place or vice versa. Before the time comes to the conclusion, there is no good at all. So basically, the Bais Rish was dependent upon the will, upon the time. The Bais Sheni is not a parent of some time. And what is the Lord saying? This is the Lord saying, Rosh Hashanah. For the Lezerim, they are in Shomer in the Golem. They made them Shomer in the Golem. It depends upon Shomer. It depends upon Shomer. So the Tere could not. The Tere, that's why the Tere in the Shomer finishes his work. Did you shaft in the mind in the Lehem? I wear the Torah Tagore. Where is it? I don't know. The Tere will say, I don't know. It's up to you. Well, in what respect it's up to you? If you're good tshuva, the Tarashtia, this is left off. You're good tshuva. If you want good tshuva, then the tshuva is not good. But if there is a man, and the matroi, that is the big good, and never mind the matroi. Never mind the tshuva. There is no tshuva without the good. There cannot be tshuva without the good.
the Israel going El Amitesh Shura Messenger. Why is it? Because tomorrow is Yudha Shabbat. In the Sadim, the time is imposed, and the children plays no role. On the contrary, Yudha Sarachman is Shura. And Shura does not depend on Kaviyoko upon a Kodish Baruch, but on Devu Shalmaya, Shura depends upon us. Upon the faith in itself. And the fact that the Shura the second column is the only thing which will determine shows that it is Midas Arachim. And Midas Arachim is actually faith. So what did I don't know? The faith, where the faith is with Shura, so we will have the Ura. I should be given the Ura before Shura. It is not Midas Arachim, it's Midas Arachim. It's a demon when the Ura is imposed upon people. Is Rachman in when the good is not imposed upon the good. But the result of behavior, that's the behavior. If I need feels the colors is too small for him, too difficult, and I cannot proceed, let him believe if he worries about it. The father doesn't help unless the child cries. Let him be true. And this is the sure from by Shani, although you have not taken place here. By training, it's a car to go. When by training like that, you finish the shooting, the whole, you finish the Pechache, the ship had the same one now, and you're trying what it is. And I begin to ask, so what now? Now the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have to tell you about anything. It's not up to him. It's up to you and your company. If you do tshuva, you don't like fellas. So the Akash Baku will bring Gula. If you don't care, for I cannot come in Yokola because surrender is sovereignty to the Hate as only the top to you. So this is very nice in Kulish. The Shafin Yisrael when he is, stop. Doesn't say Kashir. And there's nothing to talk about now. Then in Yitzhomi, Meshe picks up the same story. It says, Royu ki yovei olecho polo yabroho, kol agor in ayo. So you think perhaps it's hopeless? No, it's not hopeless. And the initiative was taken from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the way, and given to whom to be to the Chaitu. But the Chaitu had a prayer, the Chaitu had a choice. This is Minas Arachim, not Minas Arachim. If it is totally the Chaitu, it is Minas Arachim. If it's not totally the Chaitu, it's totally enough. And it's number, namely, what number? Say 1900 years. This is not happening. This is this. What? I don't know if she would be tired. I don't know. First, I don't know that the sheep had a shame to me. I simply don't know what it means. But anyway, in Ramban, for the truth, for Ramban is the way you interpret it. As the second goddess is Kuba, and the first goddess is not Kuba, but the number of years, the Ramban actually gave the background. The Ramban insisted to say that Mishneh Teira is just. Mishneh Teira is Midas Arachim, not Midas Adin. Because in there, in Eschanan, it is Midas Adin. The two will be different. In Eschanan, it's Midas Arachim. So the Teira is interrupted. This Torah of the Christus Christ, the Teira picked up. You need to Shure, and the Teira will be from the Abbech of Magin Sefer. The Teira established the Aloha of the second Sefer is a Sefer for Rachmi, and the first Sefer is a Sefer for Rachmi, but a Sefer for Indeed. That's what I wanted to call to your attention. All right, I'm going to answer. You need to feel it now more, yes?
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The case is made reservations tomorrow. Okay, no problem.
9:00.
But not wrong.
Shir on Wednesday, August 18th, Boston, 1982, Toshin Bombays.
He is taking the wrong run.
Discussed yesterday and before yesterday with regard to meeting the Fer and Mishkater. And of course, in accord with the Hanashikis Ramban, Mishkater, Mishkater means double or repetition. This is the Ramban and this is Russia as well. But Ramban is the one who actually dealt with this problem and saw the problems which we face. This Mishnah Torah be translated as the two tales, or the second tale, the second time, the repetition of it. Yeah. So what is Ramban's picture of Mishnah Torah? What kind of a statement is it? Ramban at the end is it is a Mishnah Torah because it's a Sefer Rachmi. And it's Mishnah Torah. Why was it necessary to give it there? For the first time the Torah was given to us, it was given. The repetition of the Torah in the Mishnah Torah is Rachmi. And that's why it was necessary. That's what it says. Ki b'minas harachmin yisnai kemoy le'ilam. And then at the end it says, yemar odom le'yuchal le'reshes esoret, she'ein odom ha'shalei
ha'shalei
l'choto. U'miyat tiyye midas adin yituko k'nerdei. ונאבד ולאוכן הגיע מיש רבין לקדוש ברוך הוא ורח ומלרחתם כאצליח ומנחיל ממנו לסבורך סיוע ואיזה לבני אודם והמדוסם כתיר ישנם רעקום שומר הכוסו תמחו אצליח ומאן תיבוא עליהם נשים לי דרסוד התשובה לא עושים דרסוד התשובה is revealed according to the Ramban, is revealed in the Mishnah Torah. Mishnah Torah told us for the first time, as Kel Rachum and Hashem Rekecho, Al Kimcha Aslicho Neman Kibori. That's what the Ramban says. And the question is, right away, what about the Egel from the Yerud Yiddish and the Yerud Yiddish Arachmi? Ashke Rachum Chana, Chafayim Rapshat Yemeshid, and so that Shure was given to the not to the day of Boy Oretz, the day of Boy Oretz, but to the day of Alim Morel, in the second year when they constructed making the Gedeo, it's apparently that this is not enough. It's apparently the power of the Ramban element. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has forgiven the sins in the middle of the second month, or the third, fourth month after the Exodus, Midas HaRachmin was given to that blood, it was opened up, and anybody could have received the Chile was listed. During the time of the Egel, there would be no guarantee that after the war of promise to continue with this idea from the Chile was listed. Because it is Kedem Shemich Mesuvarat. Before you come into Teretz Yisroel, before you come into Yisroel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually promised them the Chilus Lichet. After the Bnei Yisroel made the Egel. But this is before you came to outer soil. After the Jews came into outer soil, is outer soil as a separate relationship to Chet. Relationship to Damis. Damis is as far as relationship. It is not English. It's not just English. The Pesach says, we call Oretz Eschem, and the land will spit you out. It means that the soil cannot tolerate, actually, every Avera. Cannot tolerate every Avera, not only the Teras English. This accounts it for. This is the Pesach, whatever the Kashra Kor Esadir Asher Eflechem. As a matter of fact, as I said, Knani in prison had many defeated by his soil, is because the land could not tolerate and suffer the Chet. And the Knani, I mean, actually was involved in Chet. If the message be either at the soil is a separate problem. At the soil and Golis is a separate problem. In the Midwa Egel, and entered out the soil, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not fulfilled his promise in the Midrash. There was no promise, and because he did not enter out the soil. So before Bia Soret, Gadir Yitzin Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him, but when it comes to out the soil, and have to enter the Lech Reish, and the Lech Reish has got is being realized 40 years later, 38 years later, when the Chilean was listening to Shulia, it was not promised to Shulia. Particularly, the relationship between Avir and Eretz Yisrael is a peculiar sort. It's a relationship not from English, from Chet and English. It's a relationship from Chet and the fact that Eretz Yisrael has no tolerance on English. The action of our soul is the same. If somebody takes a drug, which is not a proper one, and reacts to the drug, this is the way the soil reacts to the head. That's true, yeah. That's true, yeah. So the promise of Hashem to Rachel Lachanu was included, not the agreement with the Bnei Yisrael had with Eretz Yisrael. The Belkham said that, or Belkham could have said that, I'm not interfering at all in this. This is a conflict between you and Eretz Yisrael. I have no right to give Mechir and Slichet on behalf of Eretz Yisrael, if Eretz Yisrael could not tolerate Chet as far as the Knaini is concerned, and the Chitim, Yerusha, Gergoshi, for certainly Eretz Yisrael cannot tolerate Chet, which is committed by the Bnei Yisrael. So you need it was necessary to actually to have a promise made up of his vocal, and not at least at least made up of his vocal, as far as Shuve in Eretz Yisrael is concerned. As a matter of fact, both parties, not only the second one, but the first one, in Rosh Hashanah, the parsha from Shuve which you read, or when do you read Rosh Hashanah? You don't have it. It's a different parshas at Shuvah, quite different actually from the Egel experience. There is a parsha at Shuvah not only on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Israel that Shuvah will bring them back to Eretz Yisrael, regardless of the fact that Eretz Yisrael cannot stand in the Avera, if the Atzon will accept them, and there will be Shiva Steen, and the Golis will come to them. This is a separate promise on behalf of Eretz Yisrael, which was given not to the Deir Yates and its right, but to the Deir Yates. So, yeah, then I said yesterday, of course, you can distinguish between the two promises. But it's basically the one promise. We have in Dvorim, Mishneh Teret, the Ramban calls it the Sefer HaRachmin. Why? Where did he find Rachmin in Mishneh Teret? Mishneh Teret is one of the severest parshas in the Mishneh Teret for the Altiyarim of Yerem Adachas. On the contrary, that there's no need for Rachmin, that he has got to be
and that would be executed and so forth, implemented, we have the two parshas, the parsha of Sanam and the parsha of Nitzavim. There the promise is, what's the promise of Sanam and Nitzavim? It's one promise.
Man Tarek Yomim Al Adam,
as far as Shuvah is concerned, for the Bnei Yisrael to do Shuvah, and if Shuvah will not be affected in the first time, and the Bnei Yisrael will be in exile, and suffer Golos, and bring them back to Israel. So the Abel did not give such a promise. This promise was given to Israel, initiative. So the two parshas, the matter of fact, the two parshas. The parsha of Yisrael, whether it's real or not, how did the parsha of Yisrael start? Batar on Sulcha kal advorim ha'ele, v'shachtu ad Hashem v'kecha. V'shom Hashem 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 v'shom Hashem